You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So we now have the offers that were presented to the Patriots for their number 3 pick. The Vikings offered 11, 23, and their 2025 first rounder. And then the Giants offered the 6th pick and their 2025 first rounder.
Correct.
Smart move for the Patriots to not accept either.
No, it's idiotic.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a 95-year-old man who frequents massage parlors demanding a quarterback. That's the bottom line in all of this. It's idiocy. Yeah.
David, I honestly would have probably fleeced the Giants because I don't think that Drake May... Because I still would have had a 6th pick, so I could have taken another quarterback, as you see. And I would have had your number 1 pick next year, meaning I don't think you're going to turn things around. I don't think you would have turned it to the Texans where that first-round selection becomes the 20th. So
here, do it this way. Reverse engineer it. The Patriots, no matter who you take at 3, you're going to be right back there next year. True or false?
True.
So,
true.
Of the 3 options I'm about to line up, the worst option is the one they took. You could have just taken Marvin Harrison Jr. Because we're going to be back here anyways. Let's add a weapon. Let's get what we deem to be the best player in the draft, right?
Mm-hmm.
2, you just zap out of there. I'm out. Take 11, 23, and an extra 1 next year. Now, I could take JJ or Bo Nix or not. Mayo's a first-time head coach. We've redone the entire football department. We're going to stink. Or, we'll just take the QB. It's insanity.
No, but it's not even that. The fact that the Giants jumped in there, that's the one where I'm like, you said the Giants offered 6.
6 and next year's
one. We moved down 3 spots.
Correct.
We can still go get JJ or Penix.
Or don't take a QB at all.
Right. And we still have the Giants pick.
Right.
Because using your reverse engineering, they're going to be right back in the top 5 next year.
Correct.
Along with us. Now, we have enough capital that we can take the best quarterback.
And imagine if you had taken the Vikings offer. 11, 23, and a 1 next year.
Now you're rebuilding.
You're really rebuilding so that when you take a QB, you're going to bring him into a nurturing environment where they have a hope. Drake May, his career will likely be ruined because they have nothing there.
You basically will turn yourself into what the Minnesota Vikings are right now with JJ.
Right, where, but again, 90-year-old massage parlor addict as your owner.
He wants to keep proving that he's the one that's going to get this thing right.
Everything
here.
You heard was Robert Kraft demanded a quarterback.
I mean, he was like the opposite of Arthur Blanks in Atlanta, who had no clue. Like, wait, we just took what? Get me him on the phone.
So let's hit
Shut
on
those
that.
Machines off.
Let's hit on this real quick because Bleacher Report did this where they said they listed 4 rookies that are going to be in the worst landing spots. I don't want to touch on all 4 because I was shocked by one of them.
Okay.
I want to know if you believe this. When they say Roma Dunze landed in the worst landing spot possible, reason, they says there's too many mouths to feed for rookie Caleb Williams, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Darnell Mooney, and DeAndre Swift. Wouldn't that be a good thing?
Yeah.
To have weapons?
That's an idiotic take. Now, if you're talking about fantasy football, maybe I'll listen to you. We're living in the real world here.
Well, see, and here's why I don't think that's even a problem, because Adunze just came from a team where there were multiple receivers.
Polk, McMillan, and
right.
him.
So there may be games where he didn't have – there were games where he was just a decoy, and he was okay with that because they won. So I'm not really buying that one either, David, because
– that's stupid. Next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That he's not a, if he turns into a diva receiver, I'll be crushed.
Well, he's going to throw the rookie the ball, okay? All this stupid stuff. Let's touch on changes on the TV side.
Stop for 1 second.
Yeah.
Who else in a terrible spot? Tell me Malik Nabers.
Oh, they have Michael Penix.
Okay.
They have Blake Corum and Brock Bowers. They only did four.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, Corum's behind a star in Kyren Williams.
Correct.
But I actually think that helps Blake Corum. I think Corum, if he's just a little change of pace guy, give him his cute little 6 to 8 carries.
Corum is a touchdown machine. Basically, I put him in on 3rd and 1, 4th and 1, and on the goal line. Go score the touchdown. He's one-dimensional, but he can play that one-dimensional well. So, yes, that's what I would do with Corum.
I didn't mind where he landed. Go ahead. Next.
So let's touch on the TV changes here. First, let's start with the Kelce brothers. You have Jason Kelce, who is going to be on the ESPN Monday Night Countdown this coming season. They would announce his actual role coming up soon.
Don't care.
And then the CBS changes. They are changing their entire NFL Today look. Phil Simms, Boomer Esiason gone, J.J. Watt in, Matt Ryan.
Yeah, he went younger.
Yeah, and the problem is the two guys they hired, personality of a brick. I don't know. They can do whatever they want. I think it's silly. But again, the guy who hired Boomer and hired Phil is gone. So now you get a new guy who's got to justify his employment. So here's his brilliant idea. We'll airlift in J.J. Watt. Look, Watt might have a future. Matt Ryan's got no future. Matt Ryan's terrible.
Well, I mean, it's a copycat industry. Everybody's trying to find that Manning brothers and the chemistry that they have. It works, but
Manning brothers are the Kelces when they retire.
Right,
but I won't watch it, but I understand if they would try it.
But it was a novelty that everybody liked. Now, if everybody keeps doing that, then it's no longer any fun because it's like, really, what is Jason Kelce going to do? Just pound a beer?
Yeah, Brando has electrolytes. That's who he's catering to.
Talk about one-trick pony?
Yeah, okay, so think about how dumb the average American is and then realize half the people are dumber than that. They eat it up with the Kelces.
Good George Carlin.
Reference. It's the best reference ever because it's sadly true. So the Kelces cater to stupid, and there's plenty of it out there.
Well, that leads me into my final thing here. Maybe people aren't as stupid as you think. I want to know if the future is better here when you have Kansas City, the city, and the county denying them money for their stadium. Now in Chicago, there are rumors they have a $5 billion stadium they want. Half of it will come from the public.
Oh, of course.
But the public has been speaking up saying, we're not giving you this.
Dave, in a state that's broke, in a city that half of the city's a war zone, we're not handing you $2.3 billion.
Well, I do think that voters and people are now starting to get smarter and say, you know what? Guess what? San Diego didn't go away. They just let their team walk, and they're still around. They're still available. They still live and head to the beach. We don't have to pay for billionaires to get free things anymore. I love it. I've often said that.
Right, because where are you taking your team? You're Chicago Bears. You ain't leaving.
We're leaving. Where are you going to go? I mean, if anything, where are you going to go? To Evanston? Oh, wait, they don't have a field there either. So what are you going to do? But yeah, the Kansas City thing was funny because they were like, you know, the cities that they can go to. And I'm like, you're not leaving.
But the state of Kansas now is trying to get them.
Right. You're a long way from 1984 with the Mayfair moving vans and the Baltimore Colts. You're not going to pick up and leave.
Kansas City, Kansas. That's where they're going to go.
That's what attempted is. That's what they're trying to do, at least. That is in football today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.